Just a few little things to, a few little verses to share according to what I've been going through a little bit. And in Psalm 119, and in verse 66, it says, "Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver." I think we've read this one verse many times, but again, as I was reading it, it says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word." And, you know, it's true in my own life. It seems like the Lord has to bring some affliction sometimes in order for us to wake up and to draw near to him. And it doesn't have to always be that way, if we would just call on him all the time. But when we get cold, lukewarm, we start stumbling and slipping back into our old ways, he allows things to happen so that we will keep his word and that we'll come back to him. And, you know, that's been my testimony the past few months here, that, you know what, I wasn't in a good place. And I'm not saying I'm in a good place now, but you call on the name of the Lord and you desire to be holy. That's what he wants us to, just have faith and to call on him and to flee from sin, the lust of the world and the lust of the eyes and pride and all that. And sometimes he has to wake us up through a little affliction. And it could be a lot worse, but he's merciful. He's merciful. And, you know, as Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him," or "yet will I hope in him." And I want that testimony, you know, whether you can be on a sick bed and that you don't get disappointed in the Lord and what he's allowed, but just to hope in him. And his ways are perfect and all his ways are just. I was, this week I was working with a lady who broke her hip, and she said, "You know, I prayed to the Lord that he would never let me hurt myself like this. I'll never believe him again." She said. Sometimes you don't say that out loud, but in our heart we can have that attitude. "Lord, why are these things happening?" You know, you get disappointed, you get frustrated or whatever. And it causes us it's a test us to see whether we're going to put our hope in God or whether we're going to say, "Lord, I had a better plan. Your plans are not, this is not the way I had planned it out. His plans, his ways are perfect." You know, whether we have bodily ailments or different things, whether we lose an eye, whether we lose a hand, isn't it better that we lose these things so that our souls might be saved and so that we will have a oneness with him in spirit, even though that we might have different things happen outwardly, though our outward man perish, but that our inward man would be renewed day by day. And that we can put our hope in him. In Peter, it says that there's testing. There's a testing of our faith that happens. Let's see here. It's in 1 Peter. In chapter 1. In verse 5 or
6. It says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials." I always remember that time my brother shared that. If need be, you'll be been grieved by various trials. And, you know, we sometimes we need it, right? If need be. And trials can bring grief. They can bring distress or sorrow. But it says that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's genuine faith that is much more precious than gold. And that's what he desires, is that genuine faith. And that's what these trials test, is do we have genuine faith, or do we have a faith that is just like counterfeit and will just burn up in the fire? Just like fake gold will just burn up. It's worthless, but real gold will become pure. So that our faith can be genuine in that it's precious to him. When he's precious, right? That chief cornerstone, when we see him and he's precious. How precious is he? Is he the most precious thing ever? Is he more precious than gold that perishes? Is he more precious than any possession or health or whatever it may be? That he would be precious. And then our faith will be found precious. When we see how precious he is, we will desire him more than anything else, to know him. And knowing him is eternal life. That's eternal life, to know him. Whom having not seen, you love. And that's a testimony, to love someone you've not seen. You know, how can you love your wife before you've ever even known your wife, seen your wife? It seems impossible. So it's something that we don't see with our eyes, but we have to see in the inner man. There has to be a revelation of what he's done for us. And we have a revelation of how much he loves us. We see, and we love him. Who have not seen, you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So thou, though you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice. And that's where rejoicing comes, through faith and believing in Jesus Christ. You know, and I've been asking the Lord for joy, even though there's mourning, that I might have joy. And I know that when the true faith, the genuine faith is there in believing him and his word and how much he loves me, there's going to be joy. And his joy will be full when I abide in his love. As I abide in his love and love my brethren, my joy is going to be full. I just trust him and believe his word. For he's good to us.
In Proverbs chapter 3, a familiar passage that we know, I was just thinking of this, meditating on some of the things that Jason had shared, some of the things that I think the Lord has been showing me. I was saying, when we first come to the Lord, there, when we're genuinely born again, and something that was in what Brother Zach shared in his Word of the Week, we come to the Lord and we're truly born again when we realize our need of Jesus, and we're just totally dependent on him to be free from our sin. And it seems that, there's that dependence on Jesus Christ, and there's for us to continue to grow in the Lord and to be useful in the Lord, we have to continue to be dependent on Jesus Christ. But it's easy, it seems, we become self-sufficient, or we think that we can do this on our own, and we lose that dependence on Jesus. And I think it's because of that tendency that the Lord, as Jason shared, he afflicts us and he allows us to go through trials to help us to come back to that place where we realize that without him, we can do nothing. And even as we walk with the Lord for a while, and we see that our desire is to serve him and to please him, he's able to help us to see that we can't even do that without him. I was reading Ezra and Nehemiah about a month ago, and I was so challenged. I was so convicted by their concern over Jerusalem. Naturally, they were just devastated, and I was thinking about my concern for others and their spiritual walk with the Lord. And do I have that same concern for seeing people come to know Jesus and seeing people grow in their walk with the Lord that they had? And so I had it in my heart. I was Lord, I want to help people. That is my desire. I want to help people and see them grow in the Lord. And I over the last month, I feel like I'm hardly able to walk myself. And I just realized, Lord, how can I help somebody else when I'm just stumbling along on my own? And I just realize how important it is that we just see our dependence on Jesus Christ, and that we are in that place, that we would trust the Lord at all times and lean not on our own understanding. You know, we can look at a situation, we can look at a brother or a sister, and we can think, yeah, I know exactly how to help that brother out. And we need Jesus to build the house. And the Lord can use us, and that's where I want to be. But the Lord is really able to use us effectively when we are little in our own eyes and totally dependent on him and looking to him, totally dependent on him to give us wisdom and to give us knowledge and to give us understanding in terms of how we could counsel or how we could help a brother or how we could help a sister. And it is a matter of just staying in that place of total dependence on the Lord. Paul said, and I was thinking of this passage too, where he wanted the Lord to take away this affliction that he had or this thorn in the flesh. And the Lord said that my strength is made perfect in weakness. And you could say my strength is made perfect when you are totally dependent on me, when you have no strength of yourselves. And Paul said that, I think, Randy, you shared that a week or so ago, maybe more, where he talked about the passage in Corinthians where it says that they... were going through such affliction that they despaired even of life, so that their trust would not be in themselves but in God. And I just have been challenged and thinking about too what Jason was sharing, but seeing that in myself, it wasn't an affliction that I went through. It was just the Lord showing me, helping me to see how, challenging me on how much I care about seeing people grow in their walk with the Lord. To see, as someone that has some care for your souls, to see how much I care about that and how much I desire to see you grow in your walk with the Lord and to see the church built up, and being convicted about that, so desiring earnestly, well, Lord, I want to do something. I want to be focused on that. And then just seeing my total uselessness and being able to do anything about it, because I just realize how much I need Jesus, and that I am so, so in need of him, even in my own walk with the Lord. And taking that a step further, how much I need him in my own walk with the Lord, then to think about helping others, how much I must need Jesus Christ. And that's the only place that will be useful, I think, in our walk with the Lord, is when we're totally dependent on him and just trusting in him. That's the only place that the Lord is able to use us. And we're totally weak. And I can share that from my own testimony and from what I have seen from other brothers here, is that in weakness, the Lord is able to use them to make his power perfected in their weakness. Because I've seen brothers go through great trials and heard testimonies of them going through great trials, and it was at those times that the Lord was able to work mightily through their lives. And that's where we need to be. And I believe the Lord is able to keep us in that place of dependence on him. And it is going to come through trials. It says that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, and that through many tribulations will enter the kingdom of heaven. So we can't think it strange when we go through these trials. That is, all of us are here desiring, even as our brother shared, you know, desiring that we would have the gifts. I'm praying, Lord, you know, give me the gift to prophesy. And why? Then I always have to test my motive, but so that I could encourage others, and then I could see others built up, you know, give the gift of helps, or all the gifts, we desire them, and I desire to see them functioning in our body, but if we're going to use them in a way that will build up, it's when we're in a place of weakness and total dependence on the Lord. If we do it out of our own strength, and when we're strong and we don't realize how much we need Jesus, it won't bring life, it will bring death. And so, just an encouragement, and along the same lines of what Jason was sharing, of just seeing how much we need Jesus and how much we need him to keep us focused on the fact that we need him and totally dependent on him, rather than trusting in our own strength. We don't even realize it, but we begin to trust in our own strength and think that we have it all figured out. But it's only when we're totally dependent on him that the Lord can really work. The Lord can really work through us and use us to encourage others, to build others up, to lead others to Jesus Christ. It's when we're in that place that he is able to be magnified. He's able to be glorified through our lives when we are weak. And then we know, too, that it's totally him. And pride may try and come, but the Lord is able to keep us from stumbling even in that area by keeping us weak and keeping us broken. So we can't be discouraged if we're going through many trials and many tribulations, because the Lord is using it for a reason. He wants us to be dependent on him. It's the same with the Israelites. He wanted them. He took them through many trials. He took them through hunger. Why? So that they would learn that they didn't live on bread alone, but on every word that came from God. He wanted them to be totally dependent on him. That's why he allowed them to go through the wilderness and to be made weak and to go through so many struggles, you know, without water, without food that they wanted. He wanted them to learn to be totally dependent on him and to cry out to him. And instead, they grumbled and complained. And it's a warning for us, too. As we go through these trials, that's the alternative, is we don't realize the Lord is trying to make us weak so that he can be... So the very thing that we want, because I think we're all here because we desire to be used of the Lord and to be useful, the very thing that we want, we don't realize that the trials that are coming are to accomplish what we want. And instead, we can end up grumbling and can end up complaining. And it's the same thing that happened to the Israelites. And it's easy to look at them and you can think, how could they end up in that place? And it's very easy for us to end up in that place. And we need to guard against it. We need to guard against it and continue to encourage one another that as we go through these trials, it's so that the Lord can be magnified, the Lord can be glorified, that we can grow, and that we can build one another up. How much we need each other, how much we need to encourage one another day after day, and how much we need each other. But we need each other when each other is weak and dependent on the Lord. I'm not looking so much for a brother that's strong and just trying to help me out and get his tool on me. I want a brother that's weak. And able, weak of himself, but strong in the Lord. And that's the same brother that I desire to be to you, so that I can be an encouragement to you and help, because it's Jesus working then, and it's not me working. We need to continue to trust the Lord. He will be magnified as we go through the various trials and tests that he takes us through, and to continue to allow him to make us totally dependent on him. That is not just for our own salvation, but for the salvation of others. And the Lord has helped me to see that in this last month, that if I desire to have him use me, then it has to be because I just realize I'm totally dependent on him, and I have no wisdom and no capability of myself to help anybody, only as he works in our lives, that we can help others and encourage others in their walk with the Lord.